Mayor Cynthia Block is joining us a few minutes with the mayor. Good morning to her worship. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm doing great. I hope you had a great long weekend.
Yes, it was really good. And, got a little bit of the Exxon last week. We'll talk more on that in just a little bit. One of the hot topics right now, which is included on our Have Your Say question at CJWWRadio.com today, are asking about, Sean Foyt and the concert coming up in August. I know one of the cities in BC has scratched his show. Is it still on for Saskatoon? Is there a chance that Saskatoon might shut it down as well, or what's the issue there?
Well, I know that Saskatoon police continue to monitor the situation for public safety. And that is, I think, foundationally the way that our administration and the police are looking at it. I would just want to be clear that I condemn hate in all its forms and, very strongly support freedom of speech and freedom of expression because it's really fundamental to our democracy. But I am learning some things about how the Charter of Rights protects freedom of speech, and it doesn't mean anywhere, any place, any time. And there are many examples across the country of cities that have been upheld in the courts because their foundational values run counter to concerts or people that wish to express points of view that are not shared by the community, that marginalize people in our community. And we have worked really hard to build a city where we want to make sure everyone belongs and feels welcome here. And we have public policy and strategic plans that protect so many marginalized groups and, for sure the support that we need to show for the Pride community. And how do we resolve those two things? Like they're tensions, but how do we meet this moment as a city? And I'll just say that as mayor, I'm working with our administration to see if we can take a fresh lens on this and understand that, we need to meet this moment in a way that helps to support the values of our city.
EV charging stations are a hot topic as well. Each and every year that goes by, more EVs on the road. And what's happening with the charging stations? I don't drive one, but right now you can just charge it at no... there's no cost to charge your vehicle, but there is one coming in?
Yeah, so, that was a pilot project, and we reviewed that. Oh, gosh, it's probably going on now 2 years. When we approved the pilot, and then of course it took a while to get it up and running. So I think it's only been running for about a year. But that's the way other cities have introduced it. And the whole idea is to measure it, like to see how people will adapt or use it and to better understand how to make different public policy as we go about trying to add more opportunities for charging. And so this is now an opportunity for us to start to charge folks because we have completed our pilot. And, budget is always a concern, and we want to keep making sure that the folks that are paying for a service, are paying those fees. And so with the pilot coming to a close, the recommendation is that we would start to charge folks who are using those EV charging stations.
Essentially, that's like giving away free gas, right? Giving away free electricity, but eventually you got to pay for the service. Mayor, have you made it down for your elephant ear yet to the Saskatoon X?
I am sad to tell you that I have not had time to go yet, but I'm so glad that we still have a few more days of the Saskatoon X's. It's on till Thursday, and I'm definitely heading down to that midway and getting my elephant ear. That's got to happen.
Mayor Block, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.